in my room and escape from New York and return through the wound of the world as a thought, thinking how hard it was to be born. Me being queen with no physical form, millions of cells with one destination to reach the best part, it's life's creation. 9 months later, a job well done. Make way, cause here I come. Since I made it this far, I can't stop now. There's a will and a way, and I got the know-how to be all I can be and more. And see all there is to see before. I'm called to go back to the essence. It's a lot to learn, so I study my lessons. I thought the ghetto was the worst that can happen to me. I'm glad I listened when my father was rapping to me. Cause back in the days, they lived in caves, exiled from the original man and strayed away. Now that's what I call hard times. I'd rather be here to exercise the mind than I take a thought around the world twice. From knowledge to form, back to knowledge precise. Across the desert that's hot as the Arabian, but they couldn't cave me in, cause I'm the Asian. Reaching for the city of Mecca, visit Medina. Visions of Nefertiti, then I seen her. Mind keeps traveling, I'll be back after. I stop and think about the brothers and sisters in Africa. Return the thought through the eye of a needle. For miles I fought and I just bought the people. Under the dark skies, on the dark side. Not only there, but right here's an apartheid. So now is the time for us to react. Take a trip through the mind and when you get back, understand your third eye seen all of that. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Even the... Even though nobody's smiling, nobody's smiling, nobody's smiling, nobody's smiling, nobody's smiling, nobody's smiling. No more props, I want property in every borough. Nobody's stopping me because some thorough rhymes I make give me real estate for me to own. Whatever I bless, a microphone. 007 is back and relaxing, on point and reacting and ready for action. I'm so low key that you might not see me incognito and taking it easy. Why just kept doing a hush hush in front of a crowd? I get loud as a bum rush, but calm, keep a low pro and play the background. Hoping the whack rapper put the mic back down. So rip it, break it in half, go ahead and slam it. Cause when it's time to build, I'm a mechanical bonding, amending, attaching and blending. So many solos, there is no ending. People in my neighborhood, they know I'm good. From London to Hollywood, wherever I stood, footprints remain on stage ever since. Sidewalks and streets, I leave fossils and dents. When I had sex, I left my name on next. My trademark was left throughout the projects. I used to get rich when I played CeeLo. When I roll 4, 5, 6, they go Weedo. So I collect my cash and slide. I got my back, my guns on my side. It shouldn't have to be like that. I guess it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Even though
nobody's smiling. Nobody's smiling.
I'm from the...
And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
friends come out at night. Friends come out at night.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts.
real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you can just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and 9 times out of 10, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Hut, 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 hut.
Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Hut, 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 hut.
Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Hut one. Hut two. Hut, 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 hut.
Phone. Don't stop, I'm not finished yet. You said I'm not the E, you wanna make a bet. Remember this lounge, you in the danger zone. I figured you would, now leave me alone. You pick and you whisper on the four-leaf clover to be the E-double-E. Over and over, you intrigued by the way I do my thing.
Do what?
Pick up the mic, high, and make a swing.
I have the capability to rap and chill. Coax and tax MCs who tend to act ill. It's like a dig-em smack. You smack me and I'll smack your back. I get goosebumps when the baseline thumps. A sucker empty on ride, now it's time for lunch. When I'm cooling on the scene, I notice one thing, I'm not bouncing. So sucker MCs claim, I consider myself better than average. Yo, I rock the mic like a wild beast savage.
I'm in the boggling state, I can't concentrate. I make a move like chess, and I yell checkmate. You know why I get zania and zania? Because of the PMD main. And when I walk through the crowd, I can see heads turning. I hear voices saying that's Erickson, and not only from the women, but from the men. You know what? It feels good, my friend.
I'm the P-double-E, the thriller of Manila. Better known as the MC Cold Killer. PMD's goal is to keep the place jumping. And if not, we feel we owe you something. It's like Lotto, you have to be in it to win it. But if the beat is fresh, then Diamond J will spin it. If J's spinning, it has to be deaf to make you dance until there's no one left.
Cause you a customer.
Get down.
When the fox in action, I smell blood, no time for max and camouflage in the green. My back is arc, plus you in trouble cause it's after dark. My eyes closed like Steve Austin, I got you in the square. I will let you run, nah, that ain't fair. So I clear my visions so I can spot him, snatch him up by the neck. I said, I got him.
By now, MCs, you're in over your head. My mind's
peace.
Oh man, so good, man. That EPMD, man. Come on, man. We was just talking about, you know,
You know, and this is the thing, right? It's like, you know, when we were talking about, you know, not taking things on face value, right? You know, you never know what somebody's going through, you know. And, you know, Eric Sermon, you know, he was talking about how he was, you know, struggling with the ex and the fent, right? And I'm sure, you know, he was probably doing the heroin when it was heroin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, you know. I was like, I was so shocked when he said that on the Drink Champs, you know. I never thought, man, you know. But that brother make a lot of guap every for 3 months.
Talk about it. Talk about that deal he got with The Weeknd.
Yeah. What was he saying? 250,000 every 3 months?
Damn.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah, I think he might have to split, but hey, man, I'll split that half. You know what I mean? I'm good with that. You know what I mean? Still bringing in 4 or 5 for a year.
That's just off that joint.
Yo, that's just off that one joint. Yo, we good.
Right.
We good.
Right. You know what I mean? And I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, you know, hip hop, you know, as a culture, man, there's so many avenues to make bread. You know what I mean? It's not just being an MC.
I mean, depends how you look at it, right? I understand exactly what you're saying, but so many people just want the limo ride, bro, and the free lunch. You know what I mean? Right? So that's what you're going to get, the limo ride and the free lunch, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I mean, when I say that though, I mean like what I'm highlighting is like you don't have to just be well, I mean, it depends on your ability to make something happen, right? But like, for example, you know, when you and me get together, right? You know, we write the scripts for our videos. You know what I mean? We do the location scouting. You know what I mean? We come up with the wardrobe. You know, we write down the storyboard. You know what I'm saying? The scene selection. We take it from the mind and bring it into reality, right? So there's so many ways. You know, you could be a director, right? There's so many different avenues, you know, that can be open, right? When becoming, you know, being a part of this culture, you know what I mean? And not just being like, yo, because there's a lot of, you know.
Oh, it's the music business, man. There's so many doors, right?
100%, man.
There's so many doors, you know. Like, if you're good at makeup, you could be doing makeup for videos.
Yep.
If you're good at, you know, just being playing an instrument, you know, you could play an instrument on a song. You could go into somebody's studio. They could sample, take samples of the instruments. You know what I'm saying? If you're good at graphics, you know, you could be adding on there. You know what I mean? Graphics, you know, locations, wardrobe, you know, makeup. Oh, there's so much, man.
And I mean, think about, like, there's so many ghostwriters out there, too. You know what I mean? Who are writing for these, you know, superstars, right? And you hear the horror stories about it, right? Like, they getting paid nothing. You know what I mean? Well, that artist and that label, but mostly the label, right, is getting paid, you know, billions of dollars. You know what I mean? Millions and millions of dollars easily off of one tune. You know what I mean? I mean, Rihanna don't even write most of her songs. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that kind of goes back to, like, you know, what we were talking about earlier, you know, just the level of, like, savagery, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was watching this interesting documentary yesterday, you know, and, you know, one of the guys was, like, you know, he was, like, a quantum physicist and stuff, right? But he's talking about how Darwinism really, yeah, and we're going to go here, right? Like, how Darwinism, you know, first of all, Darwin was a straight racist piece of... You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Very racist, right? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, how Darwin, you know, Darwinism created this mentality in society that, you know, well, you know, the strong will survive, right? And the weak will perish. And you know, it's like people have this, you know, this mentality of like I gotta do you wrong so I can get it right. You know what I'm saying?
So I can get over.
You know what I mean?
So I can get over.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. yo, like people will come, you know, and you know, be like sponges and just, you know, not even want to say sponge, I want to say vampires, right? Because they just
straight
energy suckers, you know what I'm saying?
Blood suckers,
right?
Bro.
And they'll and they'll do it so, you know, they'll do it so smoothly, you know what I mean? Like smile in your face and you know, act like they're there for the ride, you know what I mean? And then it's like, boom. You know what I mean? So
switch up on you.
Switch up, right? And this comes into the whole natural selection aspect, right? Because I mean, look, if it was about natural selection, then I'm gonna tell you right now, the fathers and mothers of civilization would be running the world right now. You figure, deal me? So it's not the whole natural selection thing is kind of you know, it's not really right and exact. You know what I mean? So, but this idea, you know, that, you know, I need to
step on you.
Yeah, to get to where I need to get to, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean? And that's not right and exact.
Well, you know, I see a lot of people ain't comfortable within though, right? Mm. And for you to be like that, you know what I'm saying? I think you're just not comfortable. You're not at peace with yourself.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Right? It's like I do my thing, you do your thing, we do things together, but I'm never going, like, you know what I'm saying, down on my man. I'm always going to try to lift my man up if I'm doing it or not.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just the way I was raised. That's where we come from, Jimmy. Mm. You know what I mean? That's where we come from,
Jimmy.
You know
what I mean? Never rat on your friend. What do you mean? I got pinched. Everybody gets pinched, but you gave them nothing and they got nothing.
You know what I mean? So you can ride. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's the thing. You know, where we come from here, man. We want to see everybody uplifted, man, especially around us. You know what I'm saying? Right? And if you're doing music, man, if we could add on, we could add on. You know, like you said, people just won't step on you, feeling like, I don't know, does it really make them feel good?
I mean,
does it make them feel good? Like, I wonder what they do when they go home all by themselves.
Oh, man. I mean,
you know what I mean?
I mean, that's the illusion, right? The illusion of, like, you know, like the instant gratification, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then you get, then you got to really sit with yourself, right? Because at the end of the day, like we said, it all starts with yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to sit with yourself, you know what I mean? If you know, sometimes it's like, you know, people obviously, you know, people get jealous, right? You know, when you the sun and you were the foundation of the solar system, right? Everything else, you know, revolves around you, right? Some people, they cannot. They just can't stand the heat of the sun. You know what I mean? So they got to go into the cave. They got to get shade, right? Or they think, even when you're dealing in equality, right? And you're striving to, like, better the people around you, right? Give opportunities, right? And then people they see that as, like,
weakness.
or yo, you're getting too much shine, eh? You're getting too much shine, man. Like, what about me?
Mm.
Well, listen, bro.
They wouldn't know about you if it wasn't for me. But no, like, you know, but and that's peace.
But and that may be true in some scenarios, but not all scenarios.
Not all scenarios.
Not all scenarios.
Not all scenarios, right? But sometimes, you know, it's like that guy, right? The person's falling off the cliff. He helps him up.
Mm.
He helps him. He saves his life.
Mm.
That person gets up onto the plateau. Mm. Then, in turn, turns around and throws the dude who helped him off the cliff.
Oh, such an ill story. Such an ill analogy. Such an ill, like, you know, and how many times have you seen that? How many times have you seen that?
More than once, Jimmy, you know what I mean? I've seen it a little one or two times here, you know?
Oh, man.
I went to get a, you know, a sandwich and stuff. And I seen dude across the street doing some stuff like that.
Yo, man, you know, it's crazy, right? You know, like, what jealousy can do to somebody, you know? And it's like, look, bro. You know, you could take a horse to the fountain, but you can't make him drink it. You know what I'm saying? Right? So, you know, it's like, yo, we grown men. You know what I mean? We don't hold each other's hands. You know what I mean? We'll be each other's crutches, right? But you got to walk through the door yourself. You know what I mean? And if the door gets opened, right, you know, walk through it. You know, create your own thing. You know what I mean? You know, this is the thing. Create your own thing, but don't say that somebody else is, you know, You're doing too much. You're doing too much, you know, like.
You're doing too much out here.
You know, yo, like, yo.
Hey, how about it? I think you need to go have a talk with him, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, like, yo, it's ill, bro. You know what I mean? It's real stories. And I see why brothers, you know, like, there's so many songs that, you know, have been written, right? And, you know, where brothers is just living and you know, really making knowledge born about their experiences in life, you know, dealing with people who act like snakes, you know what I mean? You know, dealing with jealousy, right? And like I said, right, I'm sure there's people out there who got successful and forgot about their friends, right? You know what I mean?
But hold on with that. You know, hold on with that. Because, yeah, some people get successful, but I understand. Sometimes you got to cut some people, bro.
Well, this is what I was going to get to, right? It's like, look, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they say that Allen Iverson went bankrupt because he was always helping the people around him, and they weren't always helping him, right? You know what I mean? He had such a large entourage, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely a story. But then we take it to the fact that, you know, especially with, you know, Black athletes who don't have any financial literacy whatsoever, right? So now you come into, you know, you know, you got a contract for $10 million, right? But you ain't never even seen, you know, $200,000, $10,000, whatever. So you don't actually have the financial literacy to know what to do with your money, the financial management aspect of it, right? And this is, I mean, this can really go into a whole nother rabbit hole, right? With educational systems, right? But, you know, like you said, right? Like, yeah, sometimes when you're grinding, right, and you on your grind, right, and you're doing your thing, you know, sometimes you gotta cut people out because they're not adding on. In fact, they're taken away. They just taken. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when does taking become too much, right? Mm-hmm. You know, for your mental, for your soul, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it is what it is, right? It is what it is, man. You know?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. So, hey, we had a little chat here.
Yep.
Oh, and we'll get back to the formulas of hip-hop and how the structures change. But for now, we going to hit something new or what?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. Peace.
Problems have now been solved. My treacherous beats make your ears respond. I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just played love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her. And I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare.